Welcome to the Breakfast Leadership Show, where we interview global thought leaders on business, leadership, and life. Here's your host, keynote speaker, best-selling author, and chief burnout officer of the Breakfast Leadership Network, Michael Levitt.
Welcome back. I've got Victoria Kennedy online. Victoria, how are you?
I'm great. Thanks for having me.
Really looking forward to this conversation. You do some amazing work in a lot of different areas, but especially in PR. So for those that don't know you, why don't you share a little bit about you and we'll dive into this conversation.
Awesome. So I'm Victoria Kennedy, the CEO of Victorious PR. We are an award-winning full-service PR agency. We help impactful leaders be seen and heard to have a greater influence on the world. That's important to me. I'm a Wall Street Journal best-selling author, a TEDx speaker, a classical singer, and I write for Rolling Stone, Forbes, Monaco, Cointelegraph, among others.
So you've got a couple things going on.
Just a few.
So what enticed you to do, and because all those things have some similarities, you know, what enticed you to kind of go in this direction for your career?
Yeah, well, I'm actually an opera singer. That's my background. So I was singing opera in Europe, living my dream life, singing in castles and cathedrals until I was kicked out by the French government and said, because they will no longer renew my visa, because apparently opera singing is not a real job. So I was forced to come back to America thinking, oh my goodness, what am I going to do with my life? The great thing is, though, PR is very similar to being in the spotlight. That's all it is, right? We're shining the spotlight on people, putting them on stages, putting them in magazines. And that was something that I didn't even realize was my superpower. I'd been doing it for myself my whole life, singing on stages, being in magazines, talking to radio hosts, that when I came back to the States, I realized this is a superpower that I could use to help my clients, to help other people get in the spotlight. So it became very naturally from me coming from the opera, coming from the world of the stage, to transition to helping other people shine in the spotlight.
Well, thank you for sharing that journey, because yeah, the opera singing and the PR, there was a disconnect that I needed to connect, and now I know why. And shame on the French government, but you know, thankful that they did, because now you're able to help a lot of people in a different way, you know, from going from entertaining people and singing in castles and cathedrals. And I'm not a singer by any stretch, but that would be pretty cool to be able to do that. Yeah.
So not gonna lie.
There you go. So you come back to the US and you realize that you have this superpower and you launch the business to start putting, you know, the spotlight on people. I guess, you know, and we talked about this a little bit in the pre-show, you know, how important, you know, publicity is for people, because it's so noisy out there. I mean, there's literally millions and billions of posts and tweets and videos and things like that. And it's really important to be able to stand out so people know about you and see you. So, you know, what are some of the things that you work with people on to help them kind of, you know, get along the way so they recognize how important PR is for them?
We do a lot of education. So I'm very active on my socials. If you want to look me up at the Victoria Kennedy, or just type in Victoria Kennedy, I like to do a lot of videos to educate people, because a lot of people think a couple of different things. They may think PR is marketing, and it's not. Marketing, anyone with a dollar can run an ad, right? It doesn't matter if you're credible or you're not. You could be the best real estate agent in the world or the worst. And guess what? You can still run ads and nobody will know the difference. So how do consumers, when the market is open for everybody, it's fair game when it comes to marketing. If that is the case, how do consumers know who to go to? How do they know which one is credible and which one is not? And in this day and age, especially with the rise of AI, when there are so many deep fakes and there's so many articles, you don't even know if they're written by a human or an AI, or if images are real or not real, people are very skeptical and people are very smart. Even the average consumer is incredibly intelligent and they don't want to do business with someone that they don't trust. So if they see an ad, it used to take 7 times for someone to see you before they'd make a decision about going with you, purchasing or using your services. Now it takes 17 times. That is where PR and branding come in. It's not enough just to run an ad like everyone else is doing. People are going to see that ad and maybe that gives them one impression of you, maybe two, but they're not necessarily going to take action or give you their money because everyone else is running ads. How do you stand apart? That is where PR comes in. That is why PR is greater and better and different than marketing. I'm not saying you don't need marketing. It has its place, but it's completely different. It sets you apart from the entire competition because not everyone can get into Forbes magazine. Not everyone can get into Rolling Stone magazine. These emblems, they are still looked at with so much credibility and trust because they've been around for decades. So if you can get yourself in these highly reputable publications, you've put yourself on a different plateau that your competition just can't touch you at.
Yeah, it's really important to differentiate yourself, especially it doesn't matter, you know, what your industry is, you know, in all likelihood, you're not the only individual or company doing it. So you have to differentiate yourself. Otherwise, it's just a case of, you know, competition of, you know, who spends more on ads. And even then, sometimes that's not going to work. So another thing we talked about briefly in the pre-show is, you know, the importance of PR. We've already kind of highlighted that. But now with what the economy is looking like right now in early 2023, and all the projections are saying that, you know, the rest of this year is not going to be the smoothest of rides. You know, why is PR more important than ever?
Yes, that's a great point. As we all know, the elephant in the room is that inflation is rising, the recession is looming, and things aren't getting better. And things aren't going to be getting better for a while. Now, you can close your eyes and say, business as usual, everything's fine, but the writing is on the wall. The best thing you can do is prepare for it now, because the people who are pre-preparing for it now are going to make it through this. There are a lot of businesses who are going to go underwater. How are you going to make it through this? By one, planning ahead. Everybody uses the same search engine, Google, to look up anything, right? And especially now, because they're being very tight with their expenses and very like tightening their purse strings, if you will, of what they will or will not spend their money on, they're going to be Googling, what's the best coach in 2023? You know, what is the best real estate agent in my city? You know, whatever it is your service is, they're going to be Googling it. And even if they speak to you, you better believe they're going to Google you afterwards, especially if your program, your coaching offer, whatever it is you offer is high ticket. Absolutely, coming forward in this new year and beyond, they're going to be doing their due diligence on you. Who pops up when they put your name or what it is you do in Google? You or your competitor? Who are they going to go with? Because like I said, in this day and age, the recession is here. The inflation is here. They're going to be Googling, who do I go with? Who can I trust to spend my hard-earned money with? Think about yourself. How often do you Google things before you make a big decision? Your competition, your customers are doing this as well. Make sure that you're showing up on Google. You're showing up for those keywords so that you get the sales. You get the clients, not your competitors, because someone's going to be getting that client. Who's it going to be? It's going to be the people who are smart, foreseeing, and spending their money on PR efforts.
It's really important because, again, you could be the greatest in the world, but if nobody knows you and they can't find you, then they're not going to hire you. And it's a challenge, but it's the rules of the game, and you can play it right. And like many startups, you know, there's so many of us that fumbled along, and you know, we're told, okay, you need to run ads on this platform or that platform with really no structure or plan, or, you know, the branding, the marketing, the PR work. All of these things are parts of the puzzle. And if you only are using a couple pieces of that puzzle, you're not going to get the results that you need, because you have to have a holistic view of everything, of course, taking into consideration what's going on in the economy. And don't let the economy scare you, people. I know that's a common thing that happens. This is when opportunities are really out there. Now, there's always opportunity, but it's really focused, because a lot of your competitors are realizing, oh, this is not good. Okay, we need to retool, and they're going back in the planning rooms and all that stuff. These are opportunities. It's like, okay, let's get everything ready to go. So not only do you ride out the storm that we're going to be in and are in, but when you come out of it, you're going to be stronger. You've already built up your business a bit. And then when the companies and all that stuff say, okay, it's safe to spend money again, then guess what? They're going to be looking, and all of a sudden they recognize you and like, wow, they've been around a while. They actually survived, you know, this last recession. Okay. They must be doing something right. If they're strong enough to do that, let's look at them. So it's really, really important.
Absolutely. You know, they say most millionaires are made during recessions. And that's for a reason. It's because when everyone else is scared and not wanting to spend money, those who understand that this is an opportunity to be seen as the category king go all in on PR, go all in on their personal branding, and they reap the rewards. They get everything that everyone else is too afraid and too scared to go after. So just think about that as well. And to your point as well, having a brand strategy is incredibly important. A lot of our clients, when they first sign on with us, the first thing we do is a brand strategy call, because we take a look at all their assets and we see what they've tried to hodgepodge together, you know, and there's like this font here and this color there. And maybe they did an article 2 years ago here in a random podcast, and it's just all over the place, you know, and it's almost to their detriment, because if there's not a game plan, it's like throwing spaghetti at the wall and seeing what sticks. You have to make sure you're not just spinning your wheels into the ground, because what happens is when you try to, you know, cut corners and do it yourself, you're not a branding expert. You're not a PR expert. So maybe you get yourself in a couple of places, but how is that helping your overall brand? Have you sat down with someone and said, okay, we're going to start here. We're going to do this to make sure we get to your goal of this. That's important. It's important to know where you're going and have an end in mind, because if you don't, then the world's just going to take you anywhere it wants and you'll be thrown to the wind. You need to have a goal, have a plan, and work towards that. That's how you become category king.
And it's important to work with people that know how to do it, because if you don't, then as you said, wow, we've got five fonts on this page and different sizes too. It kind of looks like a ransom note. It's like, let's not do that, people, unless you're a ransom business or you're an organization that you know, goes in and retrieves people, a hostage negotiator. Actually, no one through a friend, but yeah, a former hostage negotiator. It's kind of an interesting dynamic of the work that he did. But so let's say you're a startup and you're like, okay, I'm, you know, bootstrapping my organization. I don't have a whole lot of resources to allocate to PR, even though it's really important. They're putting all of their resources into the product or the service that their company is building. You mentioned, you know, when we were chatting earlier that there's a new thing that your team is launching. So I'd love to hear about that.
Absolutely. So you bring up a good point. A lot of people that we have found are bootstrapping, are startups, and they think, I know PR is important. I see the value of PR. I want to be different. And maybe whoever's listening to this podcast, your listeners, maybe they're thinking, I want that. I've talked to PR agencies before, and maybe they're just too expensive. I get it. You know, we're not cheap as well. We're the best in the industry for a reason. However, what we've done is I don't want to exclude anyone from PR because I understand just how important it is. To give you some example, I started my business and in 2020, right? So during COVID, and we didn't run any paid ads, and we did $1 million our first year. Just with PR efforts alone, just spreading the word, all organic, all PR efforts. And this is why I know for a fact PR works, because it's worked for me. It's worked for my business. I see it working for my clients. So I want to make sure that I give everyone the opportunity to do PR. So we've created this new PR course, which is actually done with you, to help build a PR in-person team for startups. So what we'll do is if you have a VA, it doesn't even matter. It could be someone from the Philippines, you know, it could be an overseas VA. It doesn't have to, English does not have to even be their native language. We will take that VA and we will show them how to pitch for you, how to do PR for you, how to make a game plan so that you can have your own in-house PR person. We have like 3 group coaching calls with our editor-in-chief, our head of PR, brand strategist. We give the actual scripts. We give our industry black book of connections, our editors at Forbes, Entrepreneur, LA Weekly. We'll actually give you those editors so that you can reach out to yourself along with templates. And we drop opportunities daily of, hey, you know, we just got pinged by Inc. Magazine. They're looking for a business owner for what's their take on the recession 2023. Can you give us a quote? I mean, I'm a publicist, so this happens all the time. Big publications constantly reach out to us and say, hey, can one of your clients give us a quote? So what we're doing in this course is offering those opportunities to people as well. So it's more cost effective, it's done for you, and you can have someone on your team know how to do the PR for you.
That's amazing and incredibly generous of you, because obviously, and congratulations, you gave a real life example of launching a business in the middle of probably what a lot of people would say is the worst time to try to launch a business, because 2020, especially, you know, the summertime and the fall, you know, we weren't supposed to see each other. We were supposed to be, you know, 6 feet apart, or not even don't gather together, don't do anything. Yeah. And you launched a business and you seven figured it in the first year. Bravo. We have to celebrate things like that. And I always tell people that maybe you wish they could do that. You can. You just have to have a plan, understand what you offer, how it makes an impact, how it serves people. Follow the right steps, put the ingredients in place, and it'll happen, because I'm a firm believer, and there's more opportunity than any of us could even fathom, you know, taking on. So it's out there. You just have to go out and get it. So that is awesome. So for people that are interested in, you know, signing up for that do it yourself or, you know, working together program for the startups, you know, what's the onboarding process for that?
It's very easy. They can just sign up themselves. It's authoritycreator.co, and they can go ahead and sign up. The first thing that you do once you get in is jump on a onboarding call with our team. So we always suggest the CEO, that's the only call you'll have to show up on it with your VA, and then we'll walk you through, hey, this is what we're going to be teaching your VA. This is how it's going to look. These are the steps that they're going to follow. So the CEO has every step of what is going on and knows exactly what's going on in their campaign.
That's amazing. And I love the fact that you'll work with, you know, those VAs, and they can be who knows what part of the world on that, and leverage them to be able to handle the, you know, a lot of the PR work on that, so you can start building up your brand. Now, this is not a plug. We did not talk about this before, but from my sense, this is me talking, not Victoria, but me, is if you're an entrepreneur or startup and you do this and you start getting the impact and the growth and your business starts growing because of the PR, I highly recommend that you take that next step and then you work with somebody like Victoria's team on the bigger picture, because then it can take you to a different level, which will grow your business beyond what you think. It's great. It's a great entry thing, and I'm so thankful that you offer it. This is going to help a lot of entrepreneurs that have been struggling or haven't done the PR, because they say, yes, it's important, but I've put so much time and effort in the ads and the marketing and all of that, and I'm doing all this stuff. By doing this helps, again, complete that puzzle or that, you know, that, you know, whole situation regarding really establishing yourself as a thought leader in whatever space you happen to be in. But once you start seeing the momentum and you start seeing the improvement, then take some of those revenues that you've gained because of this and reinvest it. Because it's one thing that I tell entrepreneurs all the time. Keep investing in yourself, keep investing in your business, because it will stagnate if you don't. Keep growing into it, expanding it, especially, you know, this is, you know, with the economy the way it is right now, when we know what it likely will look like for a short period of time, you know, short being relative, of course, things will change. And those things in the markets and what's working, what's not, I'm not going to know that necessarily as an entrepreneur that isn't in the PR space. But you and your team will, and you'll know this is actually what's working right now. So it's kind of skipping the queue. It's like knowing the bouncer and getting into the club without having to wait in that long line when it's cold and rainy. This is, you know, maybe not the best analogy, but it's the one that came to mind right now.
I always tell people, you know, it's an energetic shift, like you had mentioned before. Who you are before you do PR and who you are after is completely different, and you have to be ready. Because think about it, the person who gets on podcasts, the person who gets in these top tier publications, Rolling Stone, Forbes, do you really think you're going to be at the same energy? You're not. Like, this is a true energetic shift. And this is the only thing. It's not like marketing where, you know, you run ads, whatever, it works, it doesn't work. You're not the same. this is different. This is completely different. It's going to change how you see yourself, how people see you, how your family sees you, how you are being treated by others. Think about it. The person who walks into a room and is like, yeah, I've been featured in Forbes, is someone who's like, oh, you know, I have an agency, you know, we run ads. It's completely different. Got to ask yourself, are you ready for that energetic shift? Are you ready for higher paying clients? Are you ready to step into that field of, this is who I am, my business is here to stay, and I have the credibility and authority I need to be seen as that industry leader in my field?
I'm really thankful you mentioned that, because it is a question I think a lot of entrepreneurs and startups don't ask themselves, and they're not necessarily prepared for it. It's like in your situation where, you know, your first year of launch was a seven-figure launch. Becoming a millionaire, for example, is one thing, but being the person that can be a millionaire is a completely different question. And it takes a different mindset, skill set. And I love how you said, are you prepared for this? It's like, okay, you get featured in Forbes and Inc. and New York Times or Wall Street Journal, whatever it happens to be. And then all of a sudden, the phone starts ringing, the messages are coming in, there's people that want to do business. All of a sudden, you're like hiring more and more people and your business is growing like crazy. It's like, plan for that. Start, what am I going to do? Because the better planning and prepared you are, the more likely you'll be able to sustain that growth without burning out or, you know, just losing it all because you're just too tired and not enjoying it. And then it can help you get to the next level. Because the whole idea when you launched your business, whatever business it is, yes, you want to earn a living. That's, of course, we understand that. But you also have a product or service that is going to impact people. And you want to impact more people, I think. You know, maybe there's some entrepreneurs, I only want to sell to 1,000 people, then I'm done. Okay, that's great. You know, rare, but okay. But some want to grow and grow and grow. But who you are today will be, like you said, will be different after the PR work. And then again, it just continues to grow. And it gets to the point where then you need to start having, and another thing, just complete side segue. Another thing that entrepreneurs often don't look is, okay, what's your exit strategy? You know, what's the plan to sell your business or wrap up with this business? And a lot of them are like, why would I do that? It's like, well, unless you're going to live forever, which I don't think anybody that we know has done that yet, you're going to have a plan. What is your plan? What's the legacy? What do you want to do about that? Sometimes people look at it as kind of a morbid thing, but it's a prepared thing.
That's actually a really great point you bring up, because PR is very legacy building. And I always say this to people too. If you go back to marketing, let's say you put $1,000 into marketing. Well, at the end of that month or week, you know, that money is gone. Goodbye. You either got leads and a deal or you didn't, and that money is gone forever. With PR, you're buying digital assets. You are literally getting these digital assets that are going to live online forever. They are legacy building. These are things that are going to be online after you're dead, after your grandkids are dead. They are always going to be there. You're leaving your children a legacy, their children's children's a legacy. And also, if you sell your business, this is an asset that you can now attach to your business, which makes it even more valuable. Back to your point, is how many businesses have done the due diligence of making sure that they're seen as credible sources? If you have done that, you'll be able to get a higher multiple for your business. Not only that, here's another added benefit as well. Let's say you've invested in PR for your personal branding as well as for your business, which I always recommend doing. Now, when you sell your business, let's say you sold your business and you were featured in Forbes, you as well as your business will feature in Forbes. So you're not starting from scratch when you go to start your second, third, fourth business. Oh no, you're carrying that Forbes and that credibility with you for every single new business you are starting. From day one, you'll be able to put on your brand new business website featured in Forbes because you were featured in Forbes. How powerful is that? Having a digital asset that you can use for the rest of your life. That is why PR is always going to be an incredible investment.
Yeah, it's definitely one of the best investments you can do. And I love that you highlighted the not only for your business, but you as an individual as well. Because yeah, we find this a lot with entrepreneurs. They launch a business, they're successful, they get an offer, they go, wow, okay, I'll sell. And then they're like, well, I want to do something again, because they're creative. They want to create. And they can still bring those tools that they earned and learned while they were building their first business, and it just carries forward and again and again and again. So, Victoria, I've loved this conversation. Where can people find out more about you and this amazing work you're doing?
Yes. So we are victoriouspr.com. You can also find me on socials. So just go ahead and search Victoria Kennedy on Facebook, or I'm at the Victoria Kennedy on Instagram. And please shoot me a DM. I'm a human being, and I think that relationships are the key to business. So if you love this podcast, if you have any questions, please feel free to shoot me a DM. I don't bite, I promise. And I'd love to get to know you.
Awesome. And I'll definitely have that in the show notes. So Victoria, thank you again so much for all that you're doing. Really glad to have you on the show, and love working with you as well.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the Breakfast Leadership Show, part of the Breakfast Leadership Network. Visit breakfastleadership.com for tips on empowering your business and your life.